Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
In its sight, firecracker frolics on the air. Starring Jimmy Finnegan.
And no more school. We got rid of the school. Oh, shut up, Jimmy.
Starring Louis the Lip. Alligator face. And Sweet Pepper Treat will be here with some really way out songs. All right, Inner Sight Philosophy. Where's my philosophy? Wow.
Here he comes.
Here we go. One more time, let it roll, let the good times roll on Inner Sight. Hello there, folks. You know what month this is? This is the most horrible month in the world. This is the month, June, that people get married. They get married, and then next June they get divorced. That's where all the lawyers make the money. All the lawyers love people when they get married, but they like them better when they get divorced. See? You ever go to a divorce hearing?
That no good son of a bitch. Does he have to be here? I don't want to look at him.
I don't miss. Now take it easy. Now just don't get it. Don't get excited. Get her out of here. I don't want to see her face. You know what she did to me the other night? Never mind. We can't have no profanity in this talk. And it goes on and on. Divorce. Boy, the lawyers love it. You know, they get a cut out of every divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Not only do they get one cut, they get two cuts, one from the man and one from the woman.
There you go.
That's right. Oh, also, another horrible thing about June, no more school. Now what do we do with all these kids wandering around the street? The other day I was walking down the street, 45 bicycles came at me. I had to jump up in a tree, I thought I was a bear. 25 bicycles coming at you. Just imagine how scary that is.
Very.
All the kids now, they're all out. They're all on the warpath. It's like you let them out of jail. You let them out of prison. We used to say that when we were kids. Hey, we're going to get out of prison this month.
Very.
You let them out and they're fighting and running all over the place, making noise and screaming and yelling, and the parents standing there,
oh, isn't he a beautiful child?
Oh, shut up.
Woo!
What in the hell is this world coming to? Get him out of here. Oh, beware the kid and the divorce, and look out for the ice cream parlor. They're going to reopen. Ice cream parlor. Remember the old ice cream parlor?
Oh, yeah.
Going there and smell all those flavors, and you say, give me one of each. And the guy would say, get out of here. All right, Inner Sight and the friendly, disabled-friendly philosopher on the scene there. And, we got, this is our firecracker show tonight, 4th of July. Because we won't be on, we'll have Follies next week, but we won't be on the 4th. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. It's Shelby at Shelby's. Who wrote this? It's Shelby. It's Shelby at Shelby's.
Yeah.
631-286-0444. Reminds me of that old Abbott and Costello thing where he says, operator, get me spelling 3-4-4-4-4. And the operator goes, number please. Yeah, spelling 3-4-4-4-4. There's no such number. What do you mean there's no such number? I called it just yesterday.
Costello.
Belty,
I remember it.
Tom and Michelle, my good friends. All right, you see a big picture of Milton in there too. Big mural. Big, beautiful. We did it. We did a video.
All right.
Inner Sight, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. So give them a call. You want to be a part of the ADA? Ask dumbass. I mean, ADA. Now the whole world's going to know what I think of the ADA. next month, ADA, and I don't know, we'll be giving you details as we get them. We haven't gotten them yet. 4th of July is around the corner. Everybody's taking off.
Yeah.
No Silo on Monday. Monday, Tuesday, closed. All right. 631-880-7929. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house, burn a house. No, don't burn the house. Don't do that. No. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Hold on. I better not answer that. Probably trouble. Oh, wait a minute. Hello? City Morgue, may I help you? You're on the radio live, you know. That's right. Hey, let me call you back. I'm on the air, man.
Is that your brother?
City Morgue.
Oh, Sydney Morgue.
This is the London City. This is the London City Morgue. Make your claim and get your fame. Make your claim, sir. I beg pardon if I don't make a claim in this horrible place. Well, why not? It's lovely. Look at all these people around here, and I can talk to them and yell at them, and they can't say a word. Oh, please, sir, that's dreadful. Don't you realize that you're desecrating the dead? Well, why not? I desecrated them when they were alive, too. They're different. Only it was fun. It was more fun that way, especially with the girls. Woo-hoo! Will you cut that out? It's supposed to be a reverence place. Well, the reverence just left. He had a date with an angel, but he didn't say how old she was. Ooh, sir, please. Anyway, Inner Sight, City Morgue. I like that one. All right, what else? Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Thank the ice slip cleaners. Go down there with something dirty and you'll get clean. Yeah. Will you cut that out? Dirty. Gee, Danny, and that's why do you think they call him Dirty Danny? He cleans everything. Hey, what's the matter with you? What are you talking stupid for? Don't you know I died?
Yeah.
I know you died, Pat, but you taught me some of these jokes. Dirty Dan and Mr. Clean over there. All right. Inner Sight. What else we got? Oh, get the Able News ready in case we have to play it. Inner Sight. And, you need dog food, cat food, baby food, lion food, leopard food, panda food. Call, no, not all that. call Gary. Tell him you want panda food and he'll faint.
Exactly.
Panda food? I haven't got panda food. Well, go out and get it.
Exactly.
You got to travel Africa and get it. People want it. You got to get it.
That's right.
All right. 631-484-3085. My brain must be getting younger, I tell you.
There it is.
All right. Innocent. I remembered yesterday, I remembered where I put a pair of pants. Now, I have, mind you, folks who know me, I'm a mm-hmm. clothes freak. I have hundreds and hundreds of clothes here. I remembered where I put a pair of pants behind what shirt out of all my hundreds. And now, and then after that happened, I put it on a video, and I've been getting calls from doctors all over the world. Please, please come here. We need that brain. We'll make millions. All right, inside. What else you got? Able News. You got the Able News?
Yep, I'm ready for you.
Let it rip. Okay. Inner Sight Live.
Coming. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. In a sight, and Jenny going to be here later, and Louie and the Sweet Pepper Treat will be hanging around. You know, and we can get a couple of cool songs on that from her. And let's see, what else we got? Lauren Hardy. Oh, give me some Lauren Hardy music.
Oh, okay, here he is.
Got any Lauren Hardy music?
Yeah.
Here we go. And the rent is due. And what are we going to do? I've got an idea. We should sell candy. Right? Everybody loves candy. But now, wait a minute. Don't you have to have money to buy the candy the way it works, Ollie? You've got to buy the candy first. Well, with my plan, you don't. We're blessed by the fact that there's no more school. What's that got to do with it? Well, every kid has candy. And we go up to the kids on the street, and we make believe, you know, that we're talking to them, and they're just goofing off, and before you know it, we snatch a couple of kids. You can't steal from a kid. Are you crazy? You're going to get locked up. You're going to snatch candy from a baby. Not a baby. A kid. The only thing is we got to look out for this one kid, see? His mother is a terror. They call her Mama Terror. Mama who? Mama Terror. why do they call her that? Because she's a 500-pound wrestler. He took on four men at once and beat them all. Oh, Mama Tara. Well, listen, let me know when you get some candy. I'll have to get it. I don't want to run into Mama Tara. to make me into an error. Get over. Now, come along, Stanley. See that kid over there? That's Ben. Ben, that's Mama Tara's boy. Don't touch him.
Oh, get your candy right here. Candy. Candy for sale. 5 cents. Candy for sale.
Oh, hi, Benny.
Oh, what do you want, fat boy?
I hope it's out of the house. How's your mother?
My mother's fine. She's going to wrestle later. She's got to warm up. And don't come near her.
No. I won't. Say, Penny, you wouldn't happen to have a couple of those candies you could spare, would you? Me and my partner. You know, we're kind of down on our luck, and we gotta make the rent.
Oh, trying to chisel me already, huh? I'm gonna tell my mother.
No, don't do it. Now you've done it. I told you not to ask him for anything. All the other kids are all right, but not Benny. Uh-oh. Boom, 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 boom. What's that noise? That's Mama Tara's walk.
Uh-oh.
Boom, boom, boom. All right, what's going on here, huh? Oh, you two, huh? Just so happens I got a good solution for you boys, see? I got a big match tonight. I'm gonna wrestle 4 big men. They each weigh 200 pounds. And I'm gonna take them on and throw them up in the air and let them come down on their ass.
Oh, don't look down on their ass.
Oh, I need somebody to practice on. Come on, get over here. Bother my kid again, and I'll wring your neck off and put it back on.
Thanks, Mommy.
All right, honey. Anytime you need Mommy, let me know. I'll keep them away.
Yeah, Mommy. Let's put my candy.
What? Give that candy back. Uh-oh. The fat one ate it. He must have eaten that candy. Did you eat Benny's candy? I just remembered I've got to go to the doctor. Goodbye.
Mama Tara. That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
All right, how about Sweet Pepper Tree?
All right, let's see if she's on.
Cool name.
Yes, she is. You got that one. Okay. Hold on.
Let's see if we can get her on the line. Pepper Tree.
Hold on. Here she comes. Hey, here.
All right.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good.
I'm good, darling. Do what?
Good.
I'm good.
Well,
I'm good.
If you're not busy after the show, I'm going to take a jet and go to Paris, and we'll get married.
Well, it sounds dandy to me, dadgummit.
All right. Now, how about if I just settle for a funny coin?
Okay.
You got a song about a dog tonight, don't you?
I do. I got one about a dog. Just give me
the
a few seconds.
Kind of dog. Oscar's going to like that song.
And it is really cute. Okay,
all right.
Here we go. All right, here we go.
What's the title?
It's called How Much Is That Hound Dog in the Window?
Hound Dog in the Window. Right.
Here we go.
Okay.
In a second.
To the birthday.
Brilliant. Okay.
The donut to the
birthday. Well. All right. Get ready.
I want to sing you a song. How much is that hound dog in the winter? How much is that hound dog in the winter? I do hope that play bags for sale. How much is that hound dog in the winter? I'll give you two bits for that hound dog. Day one with the wallet in the heart.
And we all know Porter Wagner. He had a show on, I think it was CBS.
Yeah.
All right. How much is that mangy dog, that dog and the hound dog in the window? All right.
Well, hang on. I'm going to pull one up in just a minute, okay?
All right. Yeah. Sweet pepper treat. And, somebody wants to talk to you. Just have a tree? Yeah, this is Jimmy Cagney, you see, and I think you're pretty pretty cool. You're pretty cool lady, and has a sweet data. And we ought to run away and get married Hollywood style, see. That means in the next week we get divorced. And you get the money. Who let him in here? You know, that's how Hollywood marriages are, you know. You get married.
Oh, yeah.
Stay married for a month or so, and then you get divorced.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
I'm getting it ready right now. Oh. Yep. Let me get off of dadgum commercials.
Who's
I swear
them
things always want to pop up at just when you least expect it.
We're going to hear that one. Hillbilly guy, right?
Yeah.
Hillbilly.
All right.
That's cool.
Willie. Willie.
Cheb Woolley.
That's it.
There you go.
What's the title of the song?
It is Hello Walls.
Mm.
Oh, all right.
No,
all right, here
we go.
Here
we go.
Boy, I sure did hit
my father when he lost at the ring.
Hello, and did you let them close the door?
My father when he was drunk. One day he came home drunk, you know, and he found this dog in the street, and he had a rope around him. He's walking his dog and he's yelling up to my mother. My mother's name was Frances. Frances, he used to call her Franny. Hey, Franny. Franny, throw down a bowl of water. My mother, throw down a bowl of water from the window. And she's yelling at
him, are you crazy? Where'd you get that dog from, you stupid moron?
She's calling him dirty names and everything.
I can't throw a bowl of water out the
window. Don't worry, throw it down and I'll catch it in the water. The dog needs water. That's what that guy sounds like, man.
Oh yeah.
All right. Sweet pepper tree, you got another one? Hello?
What?
I think we lost him.
Pepper? You still there?
Hey.
She's on the board, but not there.
Right.
What can I say? I'll leave it open for a little bit.
Hey, Pepper Doll, if you can hear me.
Okay. I couldn't. My phone messed up.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, you got another song?
No, honey, I ain't got one ready.
All right. Okay. Well, that was great and funny, and I like the second one.
I like them both. I did it like
that. All right, y'all. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I'll talk to y'all Tuesday.
See you next week.
Take care.
Yep.
Next week. We're all Tuesday, so.
Enjoy your.
Bye.
Get a song.
No.
There you go. Play it on the nursing home show.
Yeah.
Get rid of these nursing
homes. You know, my birthday's coming up next week.
Oh,
that's right.
When was your
July
birthday?
July the 4th. Yeah.
Ooh, you're a firecracker, baby.
That get right out of a firecracker.
All right.
Thanks a lot. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right,
catch
later.
Up with you. All right, Inner Sight. Oh, we're going to do the, a couple of weeks ago, we did the Red Fox with the Ding-a-ling Doctor. Some of you may remember that, Ding-a-ling Doctor. And he went down there and he was going to go out with a young girl. So he had to have his Ding-a-ling approved. We went down there, and they gave him all kinds of tests and drugs and everything. And come to find out that the whole thing backfired on him. So now he had to go to the hospital. Give me some Red Fox music.
Okay, here it comes.
So Fred wound up in the hospital. And that's how our skit started.
Yeah.
Now just lie still, Mr. Sanford, so we can examine your ding-a-ling. Hey, wait a minute, don't come near me with that. What is that? That's a surgical plier tool that enables us to clamp the muscle of the ding-a-ling, which will oppose the apparatus of the oblongata to your foot. My foot. I'd like to get one of these put in your mouth. Man, you ain't coming near me with that. What is that? That's to test your ding-a-ling. Now, take it easy. We'll have to give you a sedative first. A sedative? What's that? Oh, no, not another drug. I had too many of them. That's why I'm here now. Well, come back. You'll have a visitor. A visitor? Who is it? He says he's a good friend of yours, a Mr. Grady. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, Doc. Ten Grady. Yeah, Grady's all right. Oh, Fred. I didn't believe it when they told me. I thought it was going to be on the 6 o'clock news. Hey, Fred, what are you talking about, Grady? My ding-a-ling ain't going on no 6 o'clock news. You're at your mind. Oh, Fred, I can't believe it. It's really you. You're laying there in the bed all, and you look like you're going to shrivel. What? Well, what happened, Fred? Well, you see, I went to the doctor because I was going to go out with this young girl, and they had to check me. See, when you get older, what happens is your ding-a-ling bends. A bend in the ding-a-ling. I don't want that. No, you don't want that, Grady. You see, the fella told me wrap your ding-a-ling in castor oil with a towel, and it takes the bend out. Yeah, so what happened? Well, I wrapped it in castor oil, and instead of taking the bend out, it put the bend back in. Oh, no. Come to the hospital. Well, I tell you, Fred, oh, Fred, will you stop saying that, old Fred? I just hope you're going to be all right, because the way you're laying there, you remind me of Wardell Jackson. What? What happened to Wardell Jackson? Well, He went out with a young girl, you know, Wardell. He was older. He went out with this 20-year-old girl, and he went to the bar, and she asked him about his ding-a-ling, and he keeled over at the bar and died. Oh, no. Well, that ain't going to happen to me. They're going to give me something. They're going to fix up my ding-a-ling. Oh, here come the doctor now. Oh, hey, Doc. Hey, is my friend Fred, is he going to be all right?
Yes, he'll be all right. Now, Mr. Sanford, we did a couple of tests, and we have to tell you, just be smart and don't be stupid and
Fred can't be smart. He's already stupid. Shut up, Gridden. Be smart and just leave your ding-a-ling alone. Leave it alone? You mean I can't have a date? Not with that young girl. Find somebody older.
Oh, no, older.
The old women, they don't want to do nothing. They're wore out. I wonder why they're wore out, Fred. Maybe they ran into a whole bunch of dead ding-a-ling. Dead ding-a-ling.
Dead ding-a-ling's a
whole
thing.
Shut up, Grady. Dead ding-a-ling. Oh, no. Well, I only got one thing to say. This is innocent. I'm glad I don't have a dead ding-a-ling.
There you go.
Woo! Will you cut that out? Jimmy Denny is coming up with the last day at school.
Oh, that must be fun.
You didn't want to be there, believe me.
Uh-oh.
Miss Moore, can I turn the blackboard upside down? Jimmy, sit down. You drove up nuts. All right, who we got? Is Louie on the line?
Hold on, let me look.
You probably forgot.
Not yet. He probably fell asleep.
Oh, right.
Yeah. One of the two.
All right. Now, as you know, now we used to go to school when I went. June 30th was the last day. That was it. You know, you had to, and of course, everybody would take off that day. Nobody would come in that day. The last day, you know. So everything would happen June 29th.
Oh.
And Dinnigan, oh, he was all for the last day at school. He loved it, you know. So he came in and he said, "Oh, Miss Moore, I was on the radio this morning on the radio talking to me on Kid Talk." What? What are you talking about? Kid Talk on the radio? They're talking to me about the last day at school. The last day at school? What did you say, Jimmy? Oh, I tell him, I said the last day at school is the best day in the whole world for school. Everybody loves the last day at school, and they said to me, "Are you going to miss your teacher?" And I shut up quick, and I said, I don't know. I might miss Miss Ma a little bit, but I don't want to go back to school to see her." Jimmy, sit down. Listen, this is the last day of school. We got to have a lot of fun. And Miss Ma, can I turn the blackboard upside down? No, leave that blackboard alone. I need a couple of the guys to help me. Jimmy, sit down. Miss Ma, can we open up all the windows? Can we open up all the windows and let all the papers blow all over? All the papers will blow all over the place. It's the last day. We're a big celebration now. Jimmy, stay away from that window.
You know what she was thinking.
I brought in my tape recorder. Can I play some music? We could start dancing in the hall. Sit down and get your arithmetic played out right now. No arithmetic today? How are you going to give us homework? We won't be here tomorrow. Don't worry about that. Just get your books out. Oh, Miss Moore, I forgot to tell you, I didn't bring my books today. I left at home. What? Yeah, I left my book home because it was the last day of school, and a lot of the kids, on the way here, they're ripping up books. They ripped them all up, threw them in the street. They must love school. Oh, Jimmy, be quiet. The last day of school. I love it. Yeah. It's the best day ever. Hey, Miss Moore.
You think the school will ever open again? Of course it will. Don't worry. I'm not worrying. I want to do something to make sure it don't open. I want to make sure it doesn't open. I wonder if Mr. Kramer is here on the last day. He's here.
Uh-oh.
You mind if I go downstairs and wish Mr. Kramer last school day? Last school day? What are you talking about? Yeah, I think we should wish him last school day that we put up with him all year long. We put up with him and we aggravated him. And we teased him, and we made fun of him all year long, and now he's getting rid of us.
And Jimmy went on and on and on and on and on. Oh, man, it was so...
Is that when she retired?
So crazy. Oh, I don't know when she retired.
Yeah. Now you don't know.
I guess we became a certain age.
Yeah.
8:41, New York, firecracker frolic. What happened to Lou?
I don't know. Let me look again.
Q in Lou.
Nope, not there yet. She's
Q
sleeping,
Lou.
I told her.
Oh, God. All right, in a sight. Give me some honeymoon music in there.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Here we go.
Okay, here it comes.
Well, Norton, I'll tell you why I wanted you to meet me here today, see? Very important. I have a way that we can be rich. Wait a minute, Ralph. I've heard these words before, and I must tell you that the instead of being rich, I have become poorer because of the Ralph Cranston investment company. Yeah, well, this is different. What do you see every day when you walk down the street? You know, you watch, you see people. What do you see?
Well, I see people who look normal other than you.
No, you don't. You see people who are bald. Men.
Uh-oh.
Going bald. Yeah. So what's that got to do with the man in the moon? Well, nothing. I was out in the park yesterday, see, just sitting down and mind my own business. And this fella comes along, and I overheard him talking, see, to another guy. He says, no, he says, you can't have it. I refuse to sell it. I won't sell it for any amount of money. So when the other guy walked away, I went over and I said, "Gee," I said, "What are you trying to sell?" He says, "Well, no." He said, "Don't try to get it from me because I refuse to sell it."
Well, what is it? Well, I said, he said, it's a hair restorer. A what? A hair restorer, see? You put this on your hair, and it restores your hair when you're bald. Hair restorer. Jeez.
Sounds good.
Boy, you can make a lot of money with that. Well, you know, I can't sell it. I promised my mother it would belong to her, and she died, and I gave her the last word was, "Don't sell my hair." Don't sell my hair. You're not selling her hair. You're selling the hair restore. That's right. That's right. All right. So for $10, I sell it to you. $10.
Yes.
See, there's two bottles. One for the hair restorer and one to make it stick. Make it stick. You put it together. You make a formula. You put water. And you make with formula, and it sticks. $15. And you'll be rich. Give all the hair to all these people. And there it is, Norton. The Ralph Crandon Hair Restorer. Wait a minute. Well, what do you mean, Ralph Crandon? Well, what happened to my name in there? Call this something else. Norton Cranmerhair. Matter with you. Now listen, you give me $5, and you're in with me as a partner. I already got our first customer. Yeah. Who's that? One of the supervisors from the bus company coming over to the house in a little while, and he's bald. We want to grow his hair. All right, Ralph. Hey, yeah, here's the $5. I don't know why I'm doing this, but hair restorer. All right, now, Mr. Jackson, just sit down, and first thing we got to do is wash your hair, your head. But I don't have any hair. I mean your head. Stick your head in the sink there. Go ahead. I hope this works. My wife told me not to come here today. Don't worry. How can you go wrong, pal? The proven scientific formula of degradation, modernization, and improvisation. Oh, it sounds pretty fancy there. Now, spread this all over your head, see? And we put the towel on, and you got to leave it on for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. That's right. Then, when you take it off, we put the hair sticker on it, see? So the little hairs will come up out of your head. Little hairs of my head. I don't know, Ralph. It's kind of scary. All right. There you are, pal. Now, I take the towel off. There you are. Now, just hold still. I'm going to pour this formula over your head. And within a few minutes, you'll see hair growing out of your brain. I mean your head.
Not your brain.
Let's see. Wait a minute, Ralph. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3. Will you cut that out? Well, where's the hair? Wait a minute. Maybe the hair's a little slow in growing there. Might be on vacation. Don't listen to him. He's a maniac.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Mr. Jackson. This is a proven formula that has worked for years.
For years? Where?
Well, here, there, and everywhere.
Now go inside and look in the mirror and see if you can find any hairs on your head. Go ahead, Jackson.
Well, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Well, Ralph, what was that? That's Mr. Jackson. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I wonder what happened to him. I don't know, but it don't sound too good, Norton. My wife, you ruined my head. My head is ruined. Look what you did to my head.
Hair restore. All right, in sight. And let's see. Tomorrow night you get this show. I'm gonna follow you with this show on. And we'll be back on the air next Wednesday. Live, that is, on the air. And we're gonna try to put a bunch of reruns on Monday and Tuesday and tomorrow. All right, in sight around the world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our phone number. I want to thank Mr. Joe Gibson for his appearance last night show and his quest, to run for Congress and to take on the nursing home, turn them into accessible housing. So,
that is awesome.
We're with them. We're going to stand with them. We're going to do our best to get them elected.
That's right.
And the proof will be, I'll get a little serious here, shouldn't be follies, but the proof will be, world, that if he will join, and he said he would, if he will join us in a news conference or more than one news conference.
Right.
And let the world know that this is one of the things that he wants to accomplish. That will be the proof that it's a very good chance that he's going to follow through. To Gibson, thank you so much for that. You would be giving millions and millions of people hope, young and old.
That's
all right. All right. So, Inner Sight pursuing that, and we'll see where it goes.
Exactly.
All right, Inner Sight Prolix, play a little, can you play Abbott and Costello?
I have to go on the internet and find something.
All right, I got little.
Might not be
long.
Hold on.
Well, how about that? You haven't played that Jackie Gleason, Jackie Benny, Jack Benny. Carnegie Hall. Let's
go okay. All right. Hold on.
Carnegie Hall, Jack Benny. The
great.
We got a few
hold
minutes. So.
Where did it go? It's not on our board. It should be here. That's
I
another
don't know.
One.
You're
that
the one. Engineer.
Oh, this is frustrating.
You got to be prepared.
I'm sorry. Well, I always am, but this is weird. This is the second.
It's not there. You should have made
it's
sure
not there,
it was there. Before you go on the air, you should check all these things.
Well, you're right about that.
What have you got that you can play?
I could play A Horse Called Music. That's all I got. So
oh,
they
right,
left
let,
me
let's
with.
Do the,
this is terrible.
Let's do the Willie
to,
and Merle.
Yeah. Okay.
You get that.
Here goes.
High on a mountain, yeah, western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. riding alone on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. And he dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lake. He rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye. He rode the Music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. But those were the days when a horse he called Music jumped through the moon and sailed across the sky. Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by-and-by. Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called Memories that she used to ride. And he sang, ooh,